You know what was on the jukebox in the front. Now Matt the Cat's gonna show you what was on the juke in the back.
Hey there, movers, shakers, jivers, and wailers. I'm your jukebox operator, Matt the Cat, welcoming you to a new Juke in the Back, your showcase for 1940s and 50s rhythm and blues, or the soul that came before rock and roll. Each week we spotlight those fantabulous records that get lost between the cracks. These are the building blocks of rock and roll, and they've been kept secret for far too long. I'm digging into a big old box of 78 RPM records. I'm gonna pull them out, drop them down on a platter. Stand back, cause they just might splatter. This record's got soul, I've lost all control, and you know it's the platters that matter. This week on the Juke in the Back, I'm gonna dig down deep into a great vocal group that hailed from the Crescent City of New Orleans, a town not well renowned for its vocal group sound. But they did have a few, and we're gonna cue up one of their finest, Bobby Mitchell and the Toppers, as this week's spotlight on the Juke in the Back. But before we do that, I'm going to play a few records by some of Bobby Mitchell's biggest influences. They both just happen to also be cats from New Orleans. Up first, one of the greatest blues shouters of all time, Roy Brown. He was born in New Orleans back in 1925 and died in California 55 years later. He's best remembered today for writing Good Rockin' Tonight for Wynonie Mr. Blues Harris. But man, could Good Rockin' Roy Brown shout those blues himself. And he was a major influence to not just Bobby Mitchell, but countless others. Let's kick off this week's Juke in the Back with Roy Brown singing Cadillac Baby, spinning off the Deluxe label from 1950.
Loves ride. Yes, Cadillac baby, how that woman loves ride. Yes, crazy about that high dramatic, gives her such an easy ride. She loves her rolling, how she loves to ball the jack. Yes, crazy about her rolling, how she loves to ball the jack. Yes, crazy about that easy ride, crazy about that Cadillac. Turn on the radio, cruise down the avenue. Yes, turn on the radio, cruise on down the avenue. Baby's crazy about daddy, daddy loves his baby too. Comes knocking on the door. Yes, long about midnight, baby comes knocking on the door. Well, daddy, take out that Cadillac, baby wants to ride some more. Well, last night we went riding in the rain. She was my baby, I was her man. She said, daddy, ride a long, long time. You ride so easy, so mellow and fine. If you get tired riding, stop and rest. Your baby loves the best. And Cadillac baby, how that woman loves to ride. Yes, Cadillac baby, how that woman loves to ride. Crazy about that easy riding, how she loves that Cadillac. Hey, we gonna ride all night long. Yes, we gonna ride all night long. Hey,
we're gonna ride all night long. We're gonna ride, baby. my letter. Thief and man, so don't you lie to me. So don't you lie to me. Because it makes me mad and I'll get evil as a man can be. Well, I'll be wishing till the cows come home, but mama, please don't let me catch you.
You lied to me. You know that boogie woogie piano could only roll off the fingers of Antoine Fats Domino, one of the greatest sounds to come out of New Orleans town. That was issued on Imperial Records in 1951. Now, Fats Domino and this week's feature, Bobby Mitchell, have more in common than just both being from New Orleans. You see, both of those cats were discovered by Dave Bartholomew, a band leader and talent scout for Imperial Records, a label based in Los Angeles. But they were drawing a lot of great talent from New Orleans through Dave Bartholomew's scouting in the early 1950s. This week's feature, Bobby Mitchell, was born in Algiers, Louisiana on August 16, 1935. He was the second oldest child in a family that would eventually stretch to 17 children. When he was just 10 years old, Mitchell was picking up extra money, making deliveries for a local liquor store. It was while he was working for that liquor store that he began singing outside on the corner. And by age 17, he had already formed his first group, the Louisiana Groovers, the foundation for what would soon become the Toppers. It was right around this time in 1952 that he penned his first song, One Friday Morning, which he cut as a demo. And that demo landed in the hands of New Orleans talent scout Dave Bartholomew. The group, now named the Toppers, featured Lloyd Belair on tenor, Joe Butler also singing tenor, Willie Bridges on baritone, Frank Bocage on bass, and Gabriel Fleming on piano. These guys were taking in all the rhythm and blues they could get their hands on. Records from Roy Brown, The Dominoes, Nat King Cole, and even Roy Hamilton were really influencing them. Dave Bartholomew auditioned the group several times, and by the end decided he wanted Bobby Mitchell, but didn't care too much for the Toppers. Mitchell told him it was all or nothing, and so Dave Bartholomew relented and signed Bobby Mitchell and the Toppers to Imperial Records. Tenor Joe Butler wrote their first song, Roll 'Em Back, and it was issued as the B-side of their first single, I'm Crying was on the A-side. Their first release got some local airplay, but didn't really do anything nationally. But these two songs are fantastic, so let's hear them back to back. We'll kick it off with I'm Crying, the A-side, then we'll flip it over for Roll 'Em Back. Here's Bobby Mitchell and the Toppers, the feature this week on The Juke in the Back, 1940s and 50s Rhythm and Blues.
So my darling, you're to blame. can really rock 'em back.
Bring down, rock 'em back. Bring down, rock 'em back.
Come, little baby.
The first single from Bobby Mitchell and the Toppers, released in May of 1953 on Imperial Records. Man, they were a smooth vocal group in a town that was not known for its vocal groups. New Orleans, being the epicenter for jazz, blues, and Cajun music, was not big on their vocal group sounds, unlike cities such as New York and Philadelphia, where it was commonplace to find vocal groups singing on the corners. The biggest vocal group to come out of New Orleans was the Spiders. But this week's feature, Bobby Mitchell and the Toppers, were one of the premier groups to come out of the Crescent City. And it wasn't just their singing. Check out that backing band. That was Dave Bartholomew's house band, featuring Bartholomew himself on the trumpet, Lee Allen on tenor sax, and Red Tyler on barry sax. And of course, the great Earl Palmer on drums. The Toppers' own Gabriel Fleming is playing piano. Up next, their second single, led by a song that would become a classic. It's called 4-11-44, which sometimes gets misrepresented as 4 times 11 equals 44. But actually, they just picked out some lottery numbers, and that's what this tune is about. So it's called 4-11-44. Here's Bobby Mitchell and the Toppers, 1953, on this week's Juke in the Back, showcasing the soul that came before rock and roll.
There. If she don't go there, she'll be insane. Well, I'm looking for my baby, man, I just
went at.
Well, I need my baby, that's just where she's at.
Oh,
that place is part of her name. If she can't go there, she'll be insane. Well, I'm looking for my baby. Well, I guess she's at
Fall Avenue.
Support for this week's Juke in the Back provided by Janice Stenhouse, Robert Stallworth, Greer Keane, and the Stepping Stone Inn in Salem, Massachusetts. Thank you for your support. More information at jukeintheback.org.
These are the real roots of rock and roll. You couldn't hear them on the jukebox in the front. But Matt the Cat's playing him on the juke in the bag.
That's one half of the third single released by Bobby Mitchell and the Toppers, the feature this week on the Juke in the Back, 1940s and 50s Rhythm and Blues. What a song, My Baby's Gone. Recorded on July 1st, 1954 at J&M Recording Studios. That's the famous studio of New Orleans legend Cosmo Matassa. Dave Bartholomew is, of course, producing the session, as well as playing trumpet and leading the band. Flip it over and you'll find its stellar B-side, Sister Lucy. I'm Matt the Cat, and I'm proud to feature one of the few vocal groups to come out of New Orleans. Here's Bobby Mitchell and the Toppers on the Juke in the Back.
Hey, man!
Hey!
Did you see Sister Lucy?
No, man!
She got drunk last night.
What?
Man, her eyes was closed and her head was tight. She was reeling and rocking. And she had a fight.
She was lamping and tapping, romping and stomping all on Rampart Street. She was loop, poop, full of a juice, poor as she could be. Did you see Sister Lucy? Man, she sure surprised me. About three last night, she was shaking them down, running all over town. She was bawling and crawling on her hand, cursing each and every man. Did you see Sister Lucy? Man, she raised some sand.
Hey.
some time. Let me set your soul on fire. Help me lose these rhubarb blues.
Schoolboy Blues by this week's feature on the Juke in the Back, Bobby Mitchell and the Toppers. That tune is really highlighted by Justin Adams' guitar solo at the beginning and Bartholomew's band backing them up. The Toppers' time in the limelight was about to be cut short as all the members turned 18 in 1954 and were subsequently drafted into the military. I don't just mean one or two guys. I mean the entire Toppers were drafted into the Navy, the Army, and the Air Force, except for Bobby Mitchell. This next song was the last record issued on Bobby Mitchell and the Toppers. It came out at the end of 1954. Bobby Mitchell would take most of 1955 off, but he returned as a solo act at the beginning of 56. More on that in just a minute. Let's hear their final group record. Here's She Couldn't Be Found, Bobby Mitchell and the Toppers. This week's feature on your weekly showcase for 1940s and 50s rhythm and blues, The Juke in the Back with Matt the Cat.
Went out last night to have a good time. Went out last night to have a good time. Look for stopped in the tavern, tried to ease my mind. I stopped in the tavern, tried to ease my mind. I got so worried, I start to cry. Well, oh my friend, they stared at me. Rock and roll has gotta be. Clap your hands and stomp your feet. Oh gee, what a thrill. No, you can't keep still. Your blues will slowly fade away when you hear the music play. Blues are tunes of the day. Surely swing his way. If you don't dance, you'll pat your feet. rock and roll, and you see old folks and the young all ought to have some fun. Yes, rock and roll has gotta be. Clap your hands and stomp your feet. Oh, gee, what a thrill. Slowly fade away when you hear the music play. Blues and tunes of today, you will surely swing its way.
Bobby Mitchell, this time without the Toppers. That was recorded on the 5th of January, 1956 at Cosmo Matassa Studio down in New Orleans. It was capitalizing on the new rock and roll craze that was sweeping the country. Try Rock and Roll became Bobby Mitchell's biggest hit, topping out at number 14 on the National Rhythm and Blues charts. The Toppers had never made the R&B charts. Bobby Mitchell did it as a solo artist. Try Rock and Roll is one of those songs of its time. It doesn't really hold up as well as some of his other records, but it turned out to be his biggest hit. Today, though, he's best remembered for another tune, which was covered by Fats Domino. We'll get to that in just a couple of minutes. But first, I want to point out the horn section on that tune. It consisted of Lee Allen and Frank Field on tenor sax, and Red Tyler on barry sax. Earl Palmer had already left New Orleans for the West Coast, so playing drums on that tune was Hungry Williams. Justin Adams is once again handling the guitar, and Gabriel Fleming, the Toppers' own piano player, is tickling the ivories on that song. It came out on Imperial Records as number 5378. Let's flip it over and hear the original B-side. Here's Bobby Mitchell with No, No, No. He's the feature this week on The Juke in the Back, the soul that came before rock and roll.
Just a lucky soul, and so I'm telling you, no, 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 no.
Make believe me.
No, 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 no.
Little darling.
No, 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 no. Ain't going to fall in love no more. You know I let you have your swing, gave you boys and everything. I was so in love with you. Tell me what more could I do? I'm telling you, no, 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 no.
Make believe me.
No, 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 no.
Little darling.
No, 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 no. Ain't going to. Just a lucky soul, and so I'm telling you, no, 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 no.
Make believe me.
No, 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 no.
Little darling.
No, 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 no. Ain't going to fall in love no more.
Now it's time for the Great 78, where we take a thick piece of shellac and harken back to a time when 78 RPM records were king. This week, since we're featuring Bobby Mitchell and the Toppers, I want to go back to the first song he wrote. He was only 17 years old in 1952 when he penned this one. He cut it as the demo that got him signed to Imperial Records. Bobby Mitchell and the Toppers re-recorded this song one Friday morning, and it appeared as the B-side of their second single, 4-11-44. released on Imperial in 1953. And it's this week's Great 78, Bobby Mitchell and the Toppers with One Friday Morning.
Listening to the Juke in the Back with Matt the Cat.
Oh Lord, am I baby?
Bobby Mitchell, this week's feature on the Juke in the Back with Going Around in Circles. That was released on Imperial Records during 1956. And after his big success with Try Rock and Roll, which hit number 14 on the national charts, Bobby started to get booked in bigger venues in New York and Los Angeles. His career really started to take off, but not for long, as he would never repeat that success. He came close, though. In 1957, Dave Bartholomew, who was still working with Bobby Mitchell, was presented a song by Cajun songwriter Roy Hayes. It was called I'm Gonna Be a Wheel Someday. Bartholomew gave it to Mitchell to record. He did, and it became a rising hit in Philadelphia, New Orleans, Kansas City, and several other places, but it never hit nationally. It did generate enough movement, though, to get him booked on American Bandstand. It wouldn't become a hit, though, until Fats Domino cut it in 1959. Bobby Mitchell's long run with Imperial Records ended in 1958. As music tastes were changing, Imperial Records was moving out of New Orleans music and dropped most of their New Orleans acts, except for Fats Domino. Bobby Mitchell suffered a heart attack in the early 60s, and because of this, he basically took his career off the road. He remained a popular attraction in his native New Orleans, performing around the city and eventually finding new recognition as a local celebrity. His life was full of illnesses, though, including diabetes and two more heart attacks. He passed away of kidney failure in 1989 at 53 years old. Bobby Mitchell is one of those guys that's only recognized by cats and kittens in the know. I hope this week's show has shed some light on the great career of the late Bobby Mitchell. Let's go out with the tune he's probably most associated with these days. Here's Bobby Mitchell with I'm Gonna Be a Wheel Someday, Imperial Records, 1957, on the Juke in the Back.
Tied to go home to your very own. You better go home before it get too late. You better go home and leave me here to forget.
Bobby Mitchell with You Better Go Home, the original flip side of I'm Gonna Be a Wheel Someday, Imperial Records 1957. I'm Matt the Cat, and Bobby Mitchell was our feature this week on the show. He had a real sweet, distinctive, and versatile voice. Sure, he could shout the blues like he did on those early Bobby Mitchell and the Topper records, but he could also sing, as he demonstrates there on You Better Go Home. Bobby Mitchell, underrated rhythm and blues legend. I hope you've enjoyed this week's show. The entire program has featured records from New Orleans. So let's continue with another artist from Imperial Records' deep New Orleans roster. This cat was also discovered by Dave Bartholomew, the same guy who discovered Bobby Mitchell, Fats Domino, Lloyd Price, and countless others. Here's Smiley Lewis from 1956, and a tune that would become best known by its Elvis Presley cover. This is One Night. When Smiley sang it, it was One Night of Sin. Elvis kind of lightened it up a little bit and sang it as One Night with You. I prefer the original. Here's Smiley Lewis with the original One Night.
One night of sin is what I'm now paying for. The things I did and don't call my name, it makes me feel so ashamed. I've lost my sweet helping hand. I've got myself to blame. I've always lived a very quiet life. Never did no wrong. Now I know that bad and wild life will cause me nothing but harm. One night of sin is what I'm not paying for. The thing I did and I saw myself to blame.
I'm gone completely out of my mind. Sometimes, 'cause your love is mine.
as though you've gone far away. I can't sleep both night or day. Please come back and stay.
Shirley Goodman and Leonard Lee, better known as Shirley and Lee, recording for the Aladdin label, 1952, and a big number two rhythm and blues smash with I'm Gone, another great tune out of the Crescent City of New Orleans. Let's close down this week's show with the other big vocal group that came out of New Orleans, the Spiders. Here they are with 21. I'm Matt the Cat, and I hope you enjoyed this week's show. Remember, soul, it's not a black thing, it's not a white thing, it's a feeling. Get that feeling each week, right here on your weekly showcase for 1940s and 50s rhythm and blues. This is the Juke in the Back. I'm going to get on out of here, but I'll be back again next week with a box full of some more dusty old 78 RPM records. Until then, have a great week. Here are the Spiders with 21.
Now I'm 3 times 7, just made 21. Going out, baby, and have myself some fun. Come on, baby, let's do a fancy dance. Come on, baby, let's do a fancy dance. Now that I'm a man, I've just gotta have romance. Money to have my fun, nobody's business, cause I just made 21. I'm 3 times 7, just made 21. Going out, baby, and have myself some fun. When I come back, baby, don't be mad at me. When I come back, baby, don't be mad at me. Cause I'm full of fun, loose and fancy free.
Well, we've run out of whiskey and the women have all gone home. Thanks for dropping by. Feel free to let Matt the Cat know if you dug the show. Email him at mattthecat@mattthecat.com. Juke in the Back is recorded at Rosie's Juke Joint, located at the Stepping Stone Inn in Salem, Massachusetts. For more information, please visit jukeintheback.org. I'm Miss Rosie. See you next time on the Juke in the Back.